This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. On Joy 94.9.
That is right. You are on Joy 94.9. I almost said Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice. No, it's not. It's Andrew the Apprentice and the Dill Stick, Dylan. We're going to keep on with that.
You're going to keep going with the Dill Stick.
We are. And this coming Saturday is the second annual Black Ball 2 run by Victoria or Vic Leather.
It sounds hot.
It does sound hot. I was there last year. It was very hot. And so joining us from Vic Leather is Andrew, Steve and Con. Good evening, boys.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So this Saturday, Vic Leather, of course, is holding its second annual party. Just remind us again about what the mission of Vic Leather.
Well, Vic Leather, we're an umbrella organisation to kind of bring people kind of a Victoria together and celebrate leather pride. And this is our annual event, which we host once a year. Bringing the guys, the girls, the leather men, the leather women, leather boys, and all those together for one kick-ass leather dance party.
Con, a lot of organisation goes into these types of things. How's this one gone in regards to logistics?
The logistics, well, they're the things that we hide.
Behind lots of black plastic and
absolutely. Yeah. But regardless of the hard work that has gone on, not only from the board members, but also our creative director, Craig Ingray, what we're putting on is, I think, a fantastic party. The headline bill, without doubt, would be DJ Feisty, who hosts Extra Dirty in Sydney, a regular party with very much a leather and fetish theme. But we also have a good mate of mine, DJ Spanky, otherwise Jared Long, and the perennial favourite, Miss Eleni.
And yes, they get them out on the dance floor.
They certainly will.
I was going to say, there's going to be some really deep, dirty house beats, and that just always gets people going. And with the, like, cause there's also a strict code for dress code for this year. We've got you have to wear leather and fetish.
Well, that's right. Yeah. So we have a theme which is fetish is a really broad concept. Leather is a little more defined, but there certainly needs to be some effort put in people's attire to a turn up.
Now, is it leather only, or can it be fetish? So it can be rubber, or can be neoprene
latex.
And all latex or whatever.
Absolutely. There's no strict leather theme as such. We at Vic Leather generally embrace the whole concept of leather come fetish.
Yep. And so, yeah, cause, and of course, as per last year and as per all Vic Leather events, it is all genders, all sexualities are welcome.
Absolutely. And we're very much honoured by the opportunity of hosting the party at a venue that we're calling The Dungeon, but more commonly known as Club 80. Now, let me make it very clear that it's actually the first time ever that females are allowed into the venue. But let me clarify that the party will be localised to the downstairs area solely. After 1 a.m., should I say, there will be discounted entry for boys to venture into the premises
upstairs.
Further up, but solely boys.
Fair enough. That's quite appropriate. I would hazard a guess.
I would think,
Dylan,
so.
Have you ever been in Club 80?
I have once. Oh, okay. When I was younger. I used to work in I used to be one of the dancers at a goth fetish club run in Melbourne. So yeah, Club 80 was like, the club that I worked at was definitely more mixed and definitely had a heterosexual vibe. So I remember going to Club 80 and I was just totally blown away because it was like being, you know, a kid in a lolly shop, really.
So what's fetish mean for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, fetish is exploration of the human form. That's it, just down as basically as you can get it. For me, fetish is finding out, you know, quirks, traits. It's about an exploration of the body.
And the boys are all nodding there. Andrew, is that how you define fetish?
I define fetish as really getting in there, exploring those kinky aspects of your life that that may not be conventional or mainstream, and going for it.
And a lot of it is about what you wear and being confident in what you wear.
Indeed. One thing for me when I put on leather, I feel a lot more confident. My first leather I was gifted was a pair of leather chaps, and when I put those on, I just feel absolutely amazing.
Do you feel it brings out a certain side of yourself?
It does. I certainly feel more confident, and it's really hard to describe just the level of confidence that I feel when I'm wearing my gear.
Oh, sorry, Andrew.
No, you go.
I was going to say, there's something about like a boy decked out in leather. It just makes your jaw drop and get a little bit warm and fuzzy.
It really is an extension of oneself. The sensation that I get, the concept that I get is really that of, how do I put it? It's almost like a master kind of role without the negative connotation to that. There's an empowerment, which really is quite fundamental. It's fantastic. It really is.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and Dylan Adler here for you. And if you've got a question for Vic Leather, let us know, 0427-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au, and they'll be able to answer that after this.
Just shake that ass. On it, baby.
Joy.
Get on it. Just shake what your mama gave you. Get on it.
That's right, you're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and Dylan here, and you'll be able to shake your ass this coming Saturday evening at Black Ball 2. And it is, of course, kicking off rather early, Con.
It is somewhat. We're actually starting at 7 p.m. Our DJs, the order that they're coming in, of course, we have DJ Spanky kicking off first. Feisty, as I said earlier, from Sydney, who runs Extra Dirty, very much the highlight of the night. Following, and then of course Miscellaneous, who really just polish everyone off.
And it's really worth getting there really from 7, isn't it?
I'd say shortly after 7, absolutely. Ordinarily partygoers get out quite late here in Melbourne. I certainly in the past would probably get to a venue at around 1. That's going to be a little bit too late in this circumstance. I would say by 8:30 at the absolute latest.
Otherwise you're going to miss out on a great night's entertainment. Andrew, what else should people know? I mean, it is. We mentioned before it's at the venue at 10 Peel Street, but it's not walk in the front door.
No, we're getting our people to enter via the rear, as we're calling it.
Yes,
entrance via the rear. So it's entrance is via
the rear laneway.
The rear laneway.
The rear laneway, which is Oxford.
Oxford Street.
Yes. I believe it's Little Oxford Lane.
Little Oxford Lane, okay.
Oh, to get specific.
I think you'd just basically follow the crowd.
Yes, and you'll have lots of hot men and women in leather walking down the street.
I'd like to know, without you guys giving too much away, have you already put your outfits together?
I have.
You have? Can you, what are you wearing that night, Andrew?
Okay, so I'm from the bottom up, boots, chaps, harness, armbands, wristbands, nasty pig jock and leather Emmons cap.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Well.
Con?
As for me, it'll be a pair of boots, a pair of black jeans, a harness. I will actually change into a leather shirt, which is more a military kind of style.
Okay.
And that'll be the earlier one, I think. I'm not sure which way I'll
You're a lot
that.
More organised than I. I've only got the bottom half worked out. I haven't worked out about the top half yet. Tickets can be purchased on the door.
if you don't get them earlier. Now, whereabouts can we still... You had them online at vicleather.org.au, but you've finished up on that at the moment?
No, they're certainly still available, and the idea is that if you purchase online, you would be able to collect them at the door of the party.
Yep.
Just realise that door sales, we have a limited number of tickets which we have reserved for door sales. They will be marginally more expensive. But the idea, I think, is to actually get to any of the outlets at the moment, such as Lucretia Tassard. We have Manhouse, we have Piercing HQ, and...
Eagle Leather.
Thank you very much. And, of course, you can at any time buy them online at vicleather.org.au.
How big do you think is the turnout? Like, how many people have bought tickets so far? Do you know?
In terms of tickets, we've sold very, very well.
Yeah.
Our capacity, well, rather than absolute numbers, let's say that we're about two-thirds of the way in.
Yep.
And what I'm told by a lot of the promoters and venue operators is that the last 2 days is when all the ticket sales are gone. As I say, regardless of whether the outlets do run out of tickets or not, we have a fixed number available at the door.
It sounds like it's going to be one hot night. Definitely a Saturday you're going to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in terms of hot, you've got to keep in mind that people are wearing leather. It potentially could be quite a warm night. The good thing is that the day will be 28. Nighttime's going to be around about 16, so it will cool right off.
It is going to be
quite
warm. Yeah, well, it's still warm for leather.
Oh, you can't go past the smell of leather and, like, the smell of pheromones as well. It's the perfect atmosphere for a bit of fun.
There's no doubt that the opportunity of sweat just kind of sets that off a lot. So much better.
So if you want to find out about more about Black Ball 2, head along to vicleather.org.au or make sure you go to one of those venues and outlets and purchase the tickets to Black Ball 2 this coming Saturday at 7 o'clock at the rear of number 10 Peel Street. Con, Steve and Andrew, thank you so much for coming in and joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you for your time, boys.
Thank you.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew the Apprentice and Dylan are here with you. We'll be back with our compassionate counsellor very shortly.
All your brothers, all your bitches, everybody fuck. But don't forget to wear your condom.
Joy 94.9.
That's right, you're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We've just asked the Vic Leather boys to hang around for a moment because we have had a message in, Dylan.
Hey guys, I'm a fabulous young fellow wanting to get into the leather and fetish scene, but I'm a bit shy. What advice do you have for me to help me bring me out of my shell and get me to come along to an event?
Con, what do you reckon?
What's your advice? Well, first off, you've got to realise that we're actually a group of really fun people. There certainly is the hurdle that you have to jump over of something that you don't really know. Don't run with the concept that we're a little bit serious, that we have a scene that isn't encompassing. You'll find that it will certainly be a mixed party, so that kind of breaks the ice a little bit for some people.
It's not a sex party.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There certainly will be some dark crevices for those who wish to partake, but that's, I guess, at any club.
Can I ask, what was it like for you when you went to your first leather party? Were you a bit shy and nervous, like our young
I certainly
texter?
Was. That whole expectation of what will it really be like. And yet once I came in and saw a face or two that I was familiar with, it kind of broke the ice. There was a little bit of that, hey, listen, these people I know, and therefore what if they see me do something that it might come back on me? It's funny, before too long, that whole apprehension just falls away. You, as I say... One thing that keeps me going back to leather scene is the embracing that many of those people have of just having fun.
And it's very much a community that bonds for life over time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, as with any interest group, there certainly is the sexual aspect that people automatically come to, that whole bondage discipline kind of aspect. But there is just so much more, which is a sharing. Fundamentally, it's a dance party.
So, Ben, strongly consider heading along to Black Ball 2 on Saturday and give it a go and see how you find it. You may find some
future lifelong friends there, and who knows what can happen. You are on Hide and Seek. Thank you so much for guys for coming back and answering Ben's question there. Yes, you're on Hide and Seek. We're back with compassionate counsellor Stu right after this.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.